Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Does anyone actually know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea.
Help.
We're 20 whatever.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello. And welcome back to 20 whatever takes on one of our favorite guilty pleasures, reality TV.
Oh, I'm so excited
Trash
for this
TV,
episode. It's going to be so good.
It's going to be so good. Well, here's the thing. There's like a bajillion. The variety of reality TV is vast.
It's not even like a genre anymore.
Before
you could be like reality TV. No, there's like 8 subgenres within reality TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's like being like, what kind of shows do you like? The acted ones.
Yeah, right.
And so much I feel like reality TV show now is like not even set up as reality TV show. Like,
right.
You like, obviously, like this Love is Blind and stuff, like we know that this is reality, but so many like you watch that you're consuming.
Right.
Like back in the day watching Say Yes to the Dress, I wasn't like, oh, this is a reality TV show. I just really thought that these women
were
here.
This is just life.
This is just life.
And the camera's just there.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Because they were like non-scripted. I mean, obviously it is. But like back in the day, I was like, wow, these people are just like really going through it. Or like, this is so dramatic and emotional. Like, how come this thing is happening to this woman over and over and over? I mean, now I'm like, all right.
And
well,
how did we get a camera in there in the bathroom before she like ran and cried? Like, this is amazing.
The way that I thought that anyone could just like walk into the Kleinfeld store and then automatically be on Say Yes to the Dress.
Yes. Yes.
Because it's just like, oh, they're coming in today looking for this. Like, of course they just walked in off the street.
Right. And they were probably like, hey, do you like want to be on the show? And they were like, yeah. And that was it. Anyway, all to say,
we have so much to cover today.
Yes.
And before we get into it, I just want to remind you guys, we are trying to hit our subscriber goal of 1,000. So please, if you haven't yet,
100,000.
What did I say?
1,000.
Oh my gosh, 100,000.
Yay! All right, let's go home.
Please never kill that bit. I love that so much.
I wish that she was in on the bit. I just don't think she is.
That's why we're laughing at me, not with
no,
me.
No, yeah, yeah. Not...
Okay, everyone. So thank you so much for reaching the 100 goal.
Goal.
Oh my gosh. Okay, all right. Well, please subscribe because if not, these guys over here, they're gonna.
Yeah, we gotta send her back to school. So if we get 100,000 subscribers, we can pay to send her to school.
Imagine the next episode. There's just like a completely different person, but we just pretend it's Paloma the whole time.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
she's
yeah.
been like. Like on TV shows when they recast someone and never address
it. Oh, yes, yes.
And we're
just
like
that.
Paloma, did you get a new makeup routine? You look a little bit different.
But like, so good. I love the upgrade.
It's
anyway.
Kenzie, and she's like, yeah. We thought no one would notice. We thought we'd switch out the twins really quick.
Yeah,
no
yeah,
one
yeah.
She's like,
yeah.
Yeah, you do. Wait, you do Kenzie really well. Do it.
Yeah. No, I'm not doing that.
So please help us reach our 100,000. God, I wanted
What's
to,
wrong?
I just wanted to make sure it was right.
100,000.
Please help us reach 100,000 subscribers. Please subscribe to send me to school.
Please. For her sake.
There's like sweat rolling down her
face. Literally.
I have beads of sweat.
Golly.
Oh my God.
Help her.
Anything else we have to go over?
Not from you. No. Actually, you know what? And I'm going to go. We're going to read from the group chat today. This is how this episode's gonna go.
Just so you know,
this is setting the tone for the episode. For the rest of it, good luck to you. Good luck to us. Good luck to Jess.
I wish in this moment it could cut to like a reality TV confessional of Paloma being like, "All these girls do is make fun of me, and you know what? I think if one more time, and then it cuts back to you, and it's like the intense music.
Yeah. And then it happens one more time, and she never does anything. She was just big and bad for the confessionals.
And then it cuts to commercial.
Yeah. Yes. We are our own reality TV show.
True.
And I love this for us. Okay. Anyways, so reading from the group chat, this is from Marissa. "Hey guys, Marissa here. Love the pod and just wanted to share a fun story. On my desk, I have a cute picture framed of my boyfriend playing soccer because that is when he is in his happy place." Cute. "He came into my room and pointed at the picture and said, 'Ew, why is that ugly picture there?' I then said, 'Don't talk about my friend like that.'
Yeah.
All serious. And he just stared at me not knowing what to say next until he just left the room. Ha ha. My favorite."
Aww. I love that. Marissa.
I love that. He was probably like,
shook.
Huh? What?
But like, I'm sure he like reflected on that. Like, I'm sure like that meant something to him and probably was like,
right.
Wow.
And also, isn't it funny that there could be a photo of you where you think you look bad, but someone that loves you would look at that and be like, they look so happy, so authentically them,
right?
So carefree, right? Like they're doing something, like she said, she likes that picture because he's doing the thing that he loves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And makes him happy.
Yeah.
You're so right about that. I know. Truly can't tell how many times I've seen like boy Ryan be like, look at this picture of you. And I'm like, babe, I'm like, I look so, he's like, you look so happy. Look at you. Yeah. And like, it's truly that essence of like the happiness. Yeah. So.
And then for somebody to be like, cause if this was somebody else, right? And like her boyfriend came in and was like, ew, that ugly picture. And it was like actually her friend. She'd be like, that's rude. Would you talk about my friend like that?
Right. Absolutely.
Same vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's so good.
I know. Let's keep it up, ladies.
Yeah, keep it up.
Keep that up.
Do that to your friends, to your family. I want more stories like that. I need to start doing it a lot more, too.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. And if you want to be a part of the conversation and text us as well, you can at 917-810-3045.
Okay. So what was your first experience you can remember watching reality TV?
Whoever.
I know. I'm like, I don't even think it was MTV just yet. I might have started on TLC. Like, with like Little People, Big World, Say Yes to the Dress.
I didn't know I was pregnant.
Yeah. Oh my God, yes.
I binged some of those when I was pregnant. Don't know why I thought that was a good idea, but it was entertaining.
Right.
I didn't know I was pregnant.
I remember. Those shook me.
I remember thinking, like, could that happen to me? I mean, I guess.
Well, because you wouldn't know. Guess.
But, like, I was like, oh, my God. Like, these people are just living, laughing, and loving. And then all of a sudden, they're babying. So scary.
Without even knowing.
No, right, right. Oh, what's the intervention? Ooh. I loved intervention.
I don't remember this one. Remind me.
Totally. People with, you know, with drug addictions or alcohol addictions, and their families would like try to get them to go to like rehab and stuff, but they would like,
But it was like TV. That's like crazy TV because that's like so personal and so heavy.
And it was exploitative.
And I mean, it got a lot of backlash for just being like not the best way because they would like bum rush them and be like, you need to go to rehab, blah, blah, blah.
And that person's like, okay, no. Not only do I have to go to rehab, there's cameras.
Right. Yeah, it's just like a lot.
Well, because then the goal isn't like, hey, we love and care about you and want you to go to rehab. It's, hey, we love and care about you and want you to go to rehab. But more importantly, let's make good TV.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what was so cool.
Hoarders?
Oh,
hoarders,
wife swap. Dude, I get so many wife swap clips and hoarders clips on TikTok.
Just
wife swap,
so good. And it would always be like obviously it's TV, but the most drastically different people. And you just knew, you were like, oh, the husband and the new wife are gonna fight. Oh, they're so strict. You know, the mom that's gonna come in is gonna give them candy, and then they're gonna be fighting.
Yeah.
Or the ones where they would be like, we're really religious. And then the other ones that are like, we're like so not. And they would like make them go to church and do all this stuff. And they'd be like, what is going on?
And I feel like they'd always, instead of matching like the religious family with just like, yeah, we're like agnostic, they'd be like, here's like the witchy family.
Yeah,
then the Christian mom could be like, this is Satan.
It
went from 0 to 100. Like they were trying to find like polar opposites.
Oh,
but obviously, like we just mentioned, just to make good TV. Like they
it worked.
It was good TV.
It was great TV. Oh my God.
And the way that they would do those intros, God, I wish I could just watch compilation on compilation of those intros where it would be like, Rebecca is a suburban housewife who believes in traditional gender roles and runs her family with an iron fist. And then
yep, so good.
Meet Tiffany. Tiffany's a free spirit who does free range parenting and doesn't believe in this. Like they
yeah,
always.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh,
oh
yes,
my god.
Yes,
that was
yes.
so good.
That was great. Oh my god. I just thought of one that I ate up. Bridezillas.
Oh,
I loved Bridezillas. I was like, these crazy women.
Yeah.
Crazy.
The one where they would go and like tell what not to wear and they would just tear the women apart.
With Stacey and Clinton.
They would literally, okay, they would like literally put the, they were like, oh, just wear like your best. Like what
wear
you think
your best,
best. Like you look your best. And they like dress up and they feel good. They put them in a room full of mirrors and they're like, this is so ugly.
You're
Do you
disgusting.
See how fat you look? Do you see how ugly you are? Do you see these ugly shoes?
The
you
way
are
they like
so
even
poor.
Touch them. Like they touch them
yeah.
out. They're like,
literally,
oh,
I'm like, oh.
Yeah. And the way they would say it, too, they would take it beyond the clothes. They'd be like, look at the image you're presenting. This says slob.
I
this
don't
says,
care
I
about
don't
myself.
Care.
Like, I actually hate my life. I mean, you're like, and these women are like.
Looking at themselves.
Yeah. You know what? They, we have that now. And it's a beautiful, wonderful, heartwarming, inspiring, and loving show. And that's Queer Eye.
Mm.
That is what that.
Right.
Were, well, they weren't trying to do that because they were really mean. But. Same, like, this is, you know, they're trying to help them present themselves, but these people were like, you're so ugly.
They were
how
like,
could you
how
walk
could you,
out of your house like that?
When they would go through their closets and be like, never die alone. This
throwing,
and I'm like, oh my. They
like, were into like garbage
yes,
bags.
Yes, they
so
were like,
rude.
All of it. You, they were like, we don't know what you've been doing. Just goodbye. I was like, crazy.
I remember that intro so clearly because it was like them walking the streets of New York, but all the signs were like fashion related. And there was like a sign that said like,
yes.
no white shoes after Labor Day.
Yes.
And I remember like taking a mental note at like 11 years old being like, got it. White shoes after Labor Day? Not
no.
cool.
Yeah.
Thank you, Stacey and Clinton.
Right. Yes.
Thank you, Stacey.
God. And then remember like the reveals at the end? It would be like their husbands or boyfriends or just like families or whatever like waiting for them. Jaws on the ground. Like for sure, but also like.
You just put her in a blazer.
Reel it in.
You put her in a blazer.
And like red lipstick.
And they were like, wow.
Wow. I've never seen. Oh, oh my God.
Now this says boss woman.
Now this says I'm loving my life. This says maybe I took a shower today. Crazy. I loved
wow.
it though. Ate it up.
That was a good show.
Ate it up.
Did you guys watch any of those niche MTV shows that I feel like I would only watch when I was like homesick? There would
oh,
be
they're like in the middle of the day.
Yeah, like Parental Control.
Yes.
I watched the Pimp My Ride was on all the time, but
oh,
during the
yes.
daytime, they would sometimes play Pimp My Truck.
Oh. Oh.
Okay.
Yep. Oh, I don't ever yep. think I saw that one, but
I stayed home from sick a lot, you guys.
She got to see all of Jackass.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, yeah, yeah.
Every, oh my God, Jackass. Right.
Maid.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Maid. They would like go to people's school and be like, I want to be made into a soccer player.
Yep.
And then they'd like spend a week making them a soccer player.
I watched
done.
Like the one
so
that were like,
good.
I want to be like in the theater department, like play. And they like help them audition for it and
yeah,
everything. And I'm
yeah.
like, this is crazy.
This is crazy. What I can't, I don't know why, but I have like, it's, I remember it was called Next. And it was
yes.
like in like a truck or like a bus or something. And they would have like, somebody was like looking for love or whatever. And there would be a bunch of like guys or girls like in a bus and they would come out one at a time.
Oh.
And then like meet the person and they'd be like, oh, next.
Next.
That's
literally,
it was like swiping before swiping.
Yes, it was swiping literally in real life. Look at that. That's exactly what it was. They would come out of the bus. Yep, just like that.
Oh,
also, look
boy.
At this outfit the, in the front.
Yeah, that is
oh,
what we were wearing.
I wore that. I
was
going to
say,
outfit.
I have.
Yeah.
And also the logo that they have
yes.
there. It's like of everything.
Oh, yeah.
They,
the arrows.
The
yeah.
arrows.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. The most, not the most iconic, but honestly, a reality TV show that will go down in history, Catfish.
Oh,
Catfish.
It's still going on.
Oh, it's
on
still
too.
Going.
Yeah.
But that's,
I didn't know that. They're making
oh,
new ones.
Yeah.
Catfish.
Yeah.
I love that. And
yeah.
People are still
people
like,
are still catfishing.
Catfish.
Yeah, I don't know how, but you know.
Oh my gosh.
Let's talk about that. How in 2023 are you getting catfished? Like successfully getting catfished? To the point where you have to like call somebody to help you.
Yeah.
How?
I feel like that, from watching the show, it was always like, you know, that like me trying to figure
no,
out. It's
right.
like, it had to have been that they were just like, oh, they can't get onto like FaceTime. Like back in that day,
hell
it was
no,
like, remember, that, like, that's what I'm saying. Like now in this day, it's like,
saying.
I can't just like see you. Like you can't one-on-one.
You're literally telling me your iPhone doesn't
yep.
work or your little, like you can't send a Snapchat, send me a selfie. You can't like,
right.
dog,
no,
come
right.
on.
And back in the day, I feel like it wasn't.
Oh yeah, for
yeah.
sure. But like,
mm-hmm. but
successfully
now,
how are you getting catfished?
And it's always funny seeing like the, like just Neve, like processing it all because he's been doing it for so long. And, and he's like, okay, and you believe that their webcam has been broken for six
for
years.
For 6 years. Right.
Right.
Except there was this one episode. It was fairly early on, but it just stuck with me. It was all the red flags, right? And,
right.
And you know where it's going. But in this episode, the guy was telling the truth. She had only ever seen like two photos of him. And he said his webcam was broken and like da 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 da, and he was always bailing on her. Turns out he's exactly who he said he is. His webcam is broken. He's just completely technologically inept. But he truly was like interested in her and exactly who he said he was. And
Neve
was like shocked. Neve was like, so what's the deal with the webcam? He's like, yeah, I just don't have one. And like, I don't really know that much about technology.
Neve's like, oh my God, Neve's we just like, got to get these guys together.
Yeah. Oh, there was also My Super Sweet 16.
Oh,
that,
yes.
That loved. Show ruined birthday parties for me because I'm like, look at what it could be.
Well, look what it could be. But also those kids were brats.
Yeah.
They were like so like
I mean, look,
aggressive
and hearing the budgets that they had for this, I was like, holy.
Thousands and thousands.
I know.
And then they'd be like, here's your Mercedes Benz. And then the kid would be like, I wanted the pink one.
Yes. God.
And all the friends would be like, oh my God. Like, yeah. That was super cool. Like seeing like the parties when it finally came out. Like was so cool. And the themes that they would have.
Yeah.
So cool.
I remember like at that point, right, planning my Sweet 16 for like so many years because like so
of
many years
show.
Before. Yeah. I was like, yeah, and I'm going to have this big, huge like pink dress and we're going to have like cupcakes falling from the sky and like, you know, like crap like that. I don't even think
and
I
Hannah
had like, a Sweet 16.
Gonna be there and perform.
Yes, and they would sometimes have like
celebrities yeah,
come.
And they'd be like, oh, you got me Snoop Dogg only or something.
Boo.
Like, yeah, like there's parents were like getting these kids stuff and they were always like never enough, but like I get it.
No, right,
we're on Sweet 16 on MTV, so
Bad Girls Club. Did you guys ever get into Bad yes. Girls Club?
I was like, I felt like that, okay, yeah. When my parents are coming in, like flip back to Nickelodeon.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, mm-hmm.
That and Jersey Shore were like the hidden ones.
Jersey Shore.
There were quite
yeah.
a few of those MTV shows, like Tila Tequila, where I'd be watching it and I'd be like, mommy and daddy coming in the room.
Yeah, I should probably
turn channel.
This off. Yeah,
I
yeah.
love
because they were a little bit just they were. Obviously, there was a lot of like fighting and like drinking and cussing and stuff, but they were also a little bit too sexy at times.
Yeah,
and you
yeah.
didn't know when it was coming, and then it just came, and then you were like,
oh my
and,
God.
And that's always when your parents walk in the room.
Absolutely.
They can never walk in during like the conversations. It's always during like the sex.
Yeah, yeah. Literally.
Always.
It's never Snooki at the computer, like, and I
no,
saw.
It's, no, it's Snooki on top of a table with her dress like all the way up.
I know. And my mom's like, oh, look at this crap that you're watching. And I'm like,
you're like, you don't, this is,
and
this
you're
is
like, but
cinema.
I eat it up.
I know.
This is cinema.
Watching Snooki run on the boardwalk. Where's the beach?
Where's the beach?
Where's the beach?
And the camera guys were like literally showing
panning
her at
the beach.
The beach. Like,
and she got arrested.
And she got arrested.
I remember when that episode was going to air. I was so excited to like tune in for that one.
Jersey Shore, like, I think might have like ruined me a little bit. Like, I was like, I can't wait to turn 21. I'm just going to lose my absolute mind. And then I did.
Yeah.
That I did.
Are you saying that Jersey Shore might have influenced you now in your adult life?
Yeah.
Period. Thank you, Jersey Shore.
Are you saying that Jersey Shore is responsible for this?
Absolutely, 100%.
Yes.
Thank you, Jersey
yes,
Shore.
Thank you, Jersey Shore.
Thank you, Jersey Shore, for your service.
You did that.
I do think Jersey Shore was like a cultural reset.
100%.
Like of all these shows we've talked about, Jersey Shore was the one that like. I remember we had soccer practice on the day that Jersey Shore aired.
Yeah.
So we would spend the whole soccer practice talking about what was going to happen. And
right.
It's t-shirt time.
Yeah,
oh, we
yeah,
got
yeah.
a GTL. Yeah. Like all of the things.
Yep. Yeah.
God, so good.
It was so good. They even sent them to Europe. Like, remember
oh,
when
yeah,
they
yes.
were Italy?
Oh, my
like,
God.
Like, imagine having the budget
yes.
to send the team. Like, they like graduated from the boardwalk hitting Italy. The Italians had to go,
the
so
Italians
that was really
that
funny.
Was great.
TV, because
oh my God,
you found
that was
out
great.
How much non-Italian yeah. they actually had.
Except for Vinny.
Vinny.
Except yeah. Vinny was Vinny, like yeah. a true Italian.
Yeah. Yeah, and he was like the least like Guido of them all.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
what he would say. He'd be like, I just like, yeah, gym tan laundry, but like, I just like vibe. And everyone's like, I'm Italian, I'm Italian. Pauly D literally has a giant Italian flag on his back or on his chest or something.
Okay,
and
just question. Like, who was your guy?
Oh, Pauly D.
Pauly D
and Vinny.
I was a Vinny girl.
I was Vinny too.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, okay, we never thought about situation. Like,
never.
Not even for a second.
No.
Okay,
never.
Great.
No.
Yes. Never. And not Ronnie either.
I thought he was like with the like the muscles and like appearance wise, but then the way after he behaved, like it shortly like dived off. Like,
yeah.
I was like, no. And just,
I liked him. I always liked him as like my pal. Like, I was like, oh yeah, me and Ronnie are like cool. But I was like, Pauly and Vinny, And I loved that they were like besties because I was like,
watching them be besties was so much fun.
And didn't they, because there was the Tila Tequila, A Shot at Love, and then they redid that show with Vinny and Pauly D, and they called it A Double Shot at Love, I think.
No way. Maybe? I remember there being a show for them. I remember there being a spinoff with the two boys, but I didn't know what it was for.
What? I see that I am currently Googling it. Double Shot at Love.
Double Shot at Love. When did that come out?
Well, the airing in 2009 was Jersey Shore, which is like crazy.
That's insane.
They went to Italy in 2011 for the fourth season.
That was 12 years ago that I was running around at soccer practice talking about like Jersey Shore.
And that's insane also because we rewatched.
Yes, we did rewatch Jersey Shore as adults.
How was that?
Well, just as cracked as we remembered it to be. And then the whole time we were just like, we had no reason to be watching this at all.
Yeah.
Like,
in retrospect, have been it really, watching that. My mother had a point. Probably not should have consumed that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, just like inappropriate. Like, so funny and like great to watch now. But like at 12.
I know. And at one point, like, you know, like, not to get crazy, but like situation, like had two girls here and he was just like literally like licking in between. Like, I was just like, I probably should not have been watching like some guy just like
do all
make
that.
Out with two girls on the club like that. Probably not. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the fighting and all that. It's just like a lot. And the drink, like, the, you know, just like crazy shit that like fun to watch now, but like simply did not need to consume.
For my small mind.
Yeah, probably. A little bit too much.
But good TV.
Yes. Oh, Double Shot of Love was 2019. Wow, so 10 years after Jersey Shore aired.
Wow.
Wow, iconic. That's actually 10, those boys kept like.
Oh, yeah. And wow. now Jersey Shore, like Family Vacation and Family Rain, and that they're like still filming.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Because even Snooki and JWoww had like a thing with their children, like a show just for them, right? Is that what that is?
No, this is like Jersey Shore.
Vacation. Yeah, because I remember we tried to watch Jersey Shore Vacation or something like that, and there was like too much.
Know.
It wasn't like anything.
I don't know. I don't really remember. I don't really like get into it, but it's pretty messy still.
I'm sure.
Because it's like they all go to like a house and like still do the thing, and then the moms are like, I miss my children, and the guys are like, let's get drunk, and it's a different vibe, but it's, I mean, they're still the same. They're still Snooki. Once a Snooki, always a Snooki.
I know.
You know?
Yeah.
I feel like a show in the same way, because Jersey Shore, now that we're thinking about it, has so many spinoffs.
Yeah.
The only show I can think of that's comparable is the Kardashians, because you've got like Kourtney and Kim take New York. You've got Khloe and Kim take Miami or Florida.
Yep. And then like Cocktails with Khloe, Life of Kylie.
Yeah.
But none of that shit did well.
Rob have his own show for a minute?
Oh, yeah. Wasn't it called like Rob in China?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. But it was a lot about his relationship. Poor man. And I feel like they were just like diving into that. Well, I guess it was about your relationship. Were you with other bitches? Yes or no?
Love that. Iconic. That's sad for them, but
there's
good TV.
So many iconic sound bites that came from the Kardashians.
Yes. I was going to say that, honestly, hate to say it, it is what it is. Cultural reset. The Keeping Up with the Kardashians is such an iconic show. Like, I don't know what they're doing now. The Kardashians, whatever. Take it or leave it.
Early Kardashians. Like, the first 10 seasons.
Ooh. Yeah, or when the twins are still, like, going, like, up against each other.
Not
you're, like,
the twins.
Well, I forget their names, but, you know.
They're not twins.
You're the girl, the young girls. Well, that's how they, like, were, like, looking. Like, I remember in the intro, the two of them looked so identical that I was like, the twins. Like,
the twins.
So, Stephen and I rewatched all of the Kardashians when I was breastfeeding because it was, like, I had never watched it all entirely. I had seen, like, an episode here or there, but I had never been, like, a watcher of the Kardashians. And I just wanted something, like, mindless but entertaining that could keep me awake, right?
There it is.
Could keep me awake, but also if I got up to, like, go to the bathroom or, you know, put the milk away or whatever, I'm not like, I got to pause the show or I missed something important. I got to rewind.
Right.
Like, I can leave and come back. I'm not missing anything.
Yeah.
So we started on season one and we got all the way up to like season 16 or 17.
Damn.
Shit.
Yeah. And Steven watched a good chunk of it with me. He loved it.
Yeah.
He said he thought it was like incredibly entertaining.
Yeah.
But we noticed a huge shift when they became mainstream celebrities. So the early seasons, like before they're famous, but then also when they're getting famous is like amazing. Once Kim became like an A-list icon, we lost a lot of the charm.
Right.
In what way?
Like, remember the scene where Kim runs in and hits, was it Kourtney or Khloe with her purse?
With her
and it's
bag,
like, don't be
fucking rude.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
That Kim would never do that now,
right,
because she's too conscious of what her image is.
Right.
When their sole goal was to become famous from the show,
right,
rather than use the show as like a vehicle to showcase their products and their stardom,
right,
they just wanted to, and the producers, make a successful show.
Right.
So it was all about the drama,
yeah,
the, like the
yeah,
funny moments,
yeah,
and not just like, let's find a way to showcase our products.
Yes.
Except the only fight that I think was comparable to like back when they were like fighting, haha, this was not so haha, but it was that fight with Kim and Courtney at Khloé's house, and Kim, and they're like kicking, scratching, like throwing hands. And I think Kim like pushes Courtney's head onto like the wall, and you just see her makeup like on the white wall.
Was that the, if you had a business that you cared about and you knew what it took to run an effing business?
I think it was that episode.
Oh.
Like, I think it was that like super heated episode. And you could tell that like Khloé was there and Kendall was there, and they were like, what is going on? It wasn't like, they were like, stop, what? Like, stop. What the hell is going on right now? Like, you mm-hmm. guys are acting crazy. And they talk about that like now, it's not giving sisterly, like, we're just fighting and like whatever. Look at that.
That is not like a sister haha.
No.
Like, no. I did not see this episode.
It's like,
I need to go back.
That's
it's
such
like crazy. Like, at first it was like funny because like, because
they're sisters,
like, funny.
And right.
But like,
sisters fighting.
But then you like look at it, like, look at them.
That's a fight.
It's a fight.
Yeah.
And I think like, I really don't think that they're friends.
Really?
Like, I don't think you Kim and Courtney are friends.
And I think in the early seasons, they were.
Yeah.
I think they were,
they like, would, like, bicker, like, yeah, sisters. Like, maybe they, like, cause each other, like, a lot of annoyance more than the other ones. But, like, I just don't think they like each other now. Because they talk a lot. I mean, Courtney's whole thing is, like, she doesn't want to be a celebrity, which, like,
well,
okay,
you are,
well, whatever. But, like, she doesn't, as far as Kim is concerned, put as much work in, and Kim can't understand why she can't put just as much work in. And
right,
Courtney's like, I'm a mom. And Kim's like, and what am I, a duck? Like,
right,
me too. But like, this is what we're doing for the family, and like, da da da. And Courtney like doesn't want to. And so I think like that dynamic of it all like really made it different for them.
Listen, Kim K has been carrying that team on her back. Now, I know Miss Kris Jenner.
For sure.
Look,
but like, let's not act like
she
Kim
has not been worked her ass off mm-hmm. and made it what
yeah,
it is.
Yeah,
truly.
Yeah.
That's one of the things Steven said he came away from the show feeling, that he, you know, was like, the Kardashians, you know, are like vapid and stupid and, you know, the classic view of mm-hmm. Especially women in Hollywood, and especially them.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, actually, they're very smart. You know, they were very business savvy. They're business women. They
mm-hmm.
they deserve more respect, although there's definitely a lot of problems with the images that they create and the values they espouse.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
We say this all the time. We're like, listen, yeah, the Kardashians, boo, get rid of them. But like, they did what they had to do. You can't knock the perseverance. Like, and they'll just do anything. Like, they will literally do anything.
Yeah.
I think that they're in their flop era, though.
Yeah.
No. I think that, like, nobody cares anymore. Like,
yeah.
I think, obviously, they have a fan base, and they're, like, famous and will be famous literally for the rest of time. But, like, I don't think that they're, like, they peaked
mm-hmm.
a few years ago, and I think they're just trying to, like, stay relevant.
And I think that
with
it started.
All these shows.
I know. Especially when you started seeing like the girls jump on like TikTok. Especially they, was it Kylie or Kendall with the lip one, the lip kit? Kendall?
Kylie?
Kylie?
Uh huh.
Kylie, when she was doing like those TikToks and like accidentally dropping makeup. And,
oh
like, things
yeah,
like, that.
Like just trying
and just,
to be
being
like
product
relatable.
Placement.
Well, yeah,
and, like,
just trying to be relatable.
Relatable, but also product placement.
Oh, of right. course, of course, of course. I also think that like them, like they're also trying to push more products, right? They're all just like, oh, we're coming out with this thing, this thing, this thing, this thing, this thing. And then I also just saw on Hulu that there's now a show of Scott. Nope, not Scott. What's his name? Travis Scott. Nope. Travis Barker. Sorry.
Travis Scott.
I'm like, Scott.
Travis Barker.
Nope. Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian's like wedding and like leading up to that. So they like made that. They pulled that footage and they're like, we're sharing this like really intimate, like blah, 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 blah. And it's like, it's not intimate
anymore.
You had 4,000 cameras there. You knew that you were going to put something in. And here's the thing, whatever, like, it's fine, we all do whatever we need to do, but like, you guys are trying to like, you're just pulling from shit that's dry, you know what
yeah.
I mean? Like,
although I will say, you said they did a wedding special. I'm like, ooh, I'll watch that.
Listen,
I love wedding content.
I'm sure theirs, I'm sure it's very entertaining and it gave and it's probably beautiful.
It's on Hulu, you said?
It's on Hulu. It's on Hulu. It's on Hulu, yeah. I just got it promoted to me.
Ooh, you know what? I would pay a lot of money. I think we talked about this on the podcast. I would pay a lot of money to watch like a behind the scenes documentary on how the Kardashians been made.
Like all the people
behind
that go into-
the scenes production is crazy for reality TV.
Talking makeup artists, PAs. Like, dude, I want to know all
I want to know who is lighting.
Nannies, everyone.
Kris Jenner.
Yes. If you are the lighting team for Kris Jenner, call me.
I need to know what's going on. Right now, I know that.
Well,
I
you heard that they're actually using filters on them now. Like, it's not even just the lighting. We heard from this last time we shot our skims, we were talking about how great the lighting is, everything. He's like, oh, well, nowadays that you can just like throw on filters and stuff like that. And I'm like, right, with AI nowadays, you can just put a little filter on it right over. And I'm like, oh, there's filters for that.
That's crazy. But so, like, of course.
Right.
Of course.
I know. So, but something I didn't know that also reality.
Reality.
You're like,
yeah. It's like,
even
it's not.
Yeah.
That's also what's crazy too. We're like, oh, it's reality TV, but it's like, it's not reality.
So, and you can't even call it not scripted because good chunks of it are scripted.
Oh, yeah.
So they're not reality. It's not non-scripted. What do we call it?
I think it should be called, well, no, this doesn't make any sense. I was going to say it should be called entertainment TV, but I'm like, that's
everything
is supposed to be entertaining.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, you were talking about how the Kardashians maybe reached their peak.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about all this reality TV. We're talking a lot about the reality TV we grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think reality TV has reached its peak?
Oh, what a good question.
No, I don't think so.
We're still climbing?
I think so. And I think there's a really good opportunity for it to feel more real because we have social media now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's kind of social media is kind of like reality TV, right? Like even like vlogs and stuff, like that's a peek into somebody's life curated to how you want
edited
to see it, how they want you to see it. And then they're all, you know what I mean? Like it's, we are all kind of living reality TV-esque.
Oh, absolutely. The videos we put, like we can't even include everything. So like no matter what, it's like it has to be reality because it's not keeping everything.
Right.
And I'm only highlighting for the point, for this and that. And
yeah,
it's like,
for the plot, essentially.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's like, how real is it? But I think that there's a crave for realness in this time. Mm-hmm. And so, like you mentioned, shows that are like more real, like ones that you didn't know were real, quote unquote. Like,
we
gotta trick them a little bit. I don't know. Just like shows that maybe this kind of YouTube content that we create goes more to the TV kind of thing, like they get one and they're like, okay, you have a channel on like
on the TV right,
and it's still along your live, along your plot, or like whatever be, but it's like you're like, oh, I'm just watching
keeping up
with Ryan, keeping up with Sierra, but you're not getting all of her whole
all
life because you don't
her
live
whole
with
life.
Her, so.
Yeah,
right. And I think with people being more aware that reality TV is so not real, there is that craving for realness, which is why I think vlogs and stuff are so popular. Even like TikTok vlogs are such a thing now of just people posting little 2 to 3 minute vlogs.
Yeah. I also think that like with social media too and reality TV, like let's even think like Love is Blind, right? Or like Love Island or whatever, all of those kind of shows, we get to then meet these people from this show and then how they are, right? We're not meeting them like as a character they're playing on like a fake show.
Mm-hmm.
A fake show.
Quote unquote.
Right.
Yeah.
Like a sitcom or something, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
There's a floof.
A floof. Oh my God. I was like, the bugs.
Oh my God. Horton, here's a who.
literally.
We are here.
What are those called? What are they called?
The who's.
The who's. Oh, okay. Into the mic. We are here.
Oh my God. Great movie. Horton, here's a who. What a bop. But I was saying, like, I think like, we meet them as them, right? Quote unquote. And then we can go and stalk them on social media. Before, right? We're not meeting anybody. We're like, oh, I know this actor. I don't know why Jack Nicholson was the one that popped into my head. Don't know what that is. But we're like, oh, that's Jack Nicholson from this movie.
Right.
We'll see him in the next movie.
Mm.
And we don't see him anywhere else doing anything, being real.
And I kind of want to talk about that because that happened for me. I recently just rewatched all of Dance Moms. I know I mentioned to you guys.
Oh, yeah.
But I told Ryan, I'm like, this was a different experience for me because I've always consumed other sorts of reality TV show, but never taken it to the next level where I follow them on Instagram. Like that just never seemed like interesting to me or something. Like we didn't even have the opportunity to go do so.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But after watching all these girls on Dance Moms, I like really grew to like feel close to them and know them. And so I started watching them on like YouTube and Instagram and like following me. And this is like the first time I've ever like followed someone from like a reality TV show. Well, not reality TV show.
Right.
And I just listened to Kendall, one of the girls on the show. Mm-hmm. It came out like quite literally 2 weeks ago, and she gave all the tea on the show. And I was pretty shook. So let me chat.
Oh my God.
The first thing that she mentioned was saying how a lot of the times they were kind of like dangling paychecks in front of them. Like, if you, like, kind of saying, like, if you don't give me drama, you don't get paid, which is why the moms were so like adamant about like, so you're not talking about your husband, like literally just trying to start drama because they knew if not, they were not getting paid. She was like, that would happen. And they were like, we were made to be like this character. Like, we knew that the pyramid was never real. She's like, and it was crazy because there's always moments that they were like, oh, she was like, I remember being a young girl and being locked in a closet because the moms were fighting and they didn't want the kids around. So like, I had some camera people like put me in a closet and like all that stuff. And she's like, and now in retrospect, I'm like, there was a lot of times where us as kids were just being put in like a closet type deal and like just sitting there and not knowing what was happening. And I could hear my mom screaming outside and like fights. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, she's like, now she's like, nothing happened, thankfully, like with any of like crew or anything. Like, she's like, but that could have really been a situation. And that was like traumatizing for me and stuff like that. And she's like, but after every like shot, she was like, me and the girls, which I think does translate on the TV show, they had a lot of sleepovers. They kept hanging out. And so like they had each other. And so like at the end of the day, they would all be like, that was so crazy, but that wasn't real or whatever, which is why I think that they, those girls really kept a knit bond and stuff like that. But
that's traumatic.
Fuck. And they would say if they like didn't have stuff, they'd be like, okay, Abby's going to yell at you guys. Like, literally, like, it's just going to start because we need TV.
My gosh.
Dude. Yeah.
And that explains so much as to why so many, most of the girls from Dance Moms won't talk about the show.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Won't, like, Maddie won't even say Abby's name.
I know.
And like, imagine if that's what they're telling us. Imagine all the stuff that's not being said.
Oh, right.
Right. And that's just, and that's scary because, oh, being put in a closet. But like, when you're young and so impressionable and going through that, like, and there's all these cameras with random people.
And also, like, hearing your mom like, screaming yelling in the back, like.
And knowing what's real and what's not.
Yeah, right. And she's like, and we wouldn't know how long we would be in there. I'm like, what do you mean that you were just put in there and didn't know what the heck was going on? I'm like, oh my God. So all to say, there's a lot of scripted TV out there that they dangle a lot of paychecks in front of people's faces to say, give me TV if not.
Yeah.
I'm also constantly surprised when I hear from people, because I know quite a few people who've been on reality shows. I've, you know, through the influencer space, met people who started on reality TV and then went into this space.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always surprised by how little it pays.
So little.
Right.
And that's what they say. The moms, they all talk about how little they pay.
Like, in my brain, if you're on TV, you're like, bringing in the big bucks.
Yeah.
I feel like that it can only be that way if it's something like a Dance Moms, right? Where like they have proven, right? I'm sure season 1, 2, 3, they were making nothing.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. But like, maybe they're like, if we can get to 5 seasons, then we can really start.
Mm-hmm.
But like with stuff like Love is Blind or stuff that you're not going to come back another season. Like, it's over when it's over.
Yeah.
It's like nothing. Please talk about that TikTok we saw about what they do and then like just like get them drunk and like starve them basically and like keep them up all night.
Love is Blind. Yeah. I heard there's a lawsuit going on right now.
Really?
Oh, or they're trying to bring a lawsuit in.
For this last season?
No, from a couple seasons ago.
Oh, okay.
But it's now just kind of coming into the spotlight.
And it's because like they would just like get them drunk and like keep them up all night. What are they?
Poor treatment on set.
Yeah. They said, what did they, that girl, she was like, they like.
They told her, she was asking to leave the show and they said that she couldn't leave. And she was like, I'm literally like gonna hurt myself or something. Like, and they were like, no, you can't leave. And what was that? Basically, they keep you up all night. They like wake you up in the morning. That's why when you see them like wiping up their eyes in the morning,
they
like,
just turn they, like, the lights they turn on the and lights make on all the
and
noise.
Make you all. And they said they wake you up really, really early. They keep you up really, really late and they push alcohol. They're like trying
That's why
not
they're
to-
always like doing like the mixers and the things. And that's what obviously that's what starts fights. That's why people are kissing and doing the most because they're drunk.
Yeah.
Like, and that's why we're like, that doesn't make any sense. Why would she even say that? And I'm like, this girl has been drinking all day.
Like, imagine you being your drunkest and someone in a position of power telling you, like, I think she just gave you a side eye. Like, she does not like you. And actually, I'm not supposed to tell you this, but in her confessional, she was saying that you are trying to come for the guy that she likes. And like, Imagine you drunk. Oh my God, I
what
hate
stupid
her.
Bitch. Oh yep. My God, I'm gonna go confront her right now.
Yes.
Yeah, and they always talk about fighting. The cutting. And we know how cutting works, but right. Like they talk always the on the reunions. Edit. Always on the reunions. They're always like, you saw the edit. It never was like that. Like, especially right. With this last Love is Blind.
Did you guys watch this last season of Love is Blind?
Totally binged it.
We can talk about it. It's okay.
I got right.
I do not like
she
Love
knows
is
the
Blind,
characters.
So it's okay, but okay. I know the tea.
I forced Let's her into it.
So yeah, she was spoilers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, spoilers.
Oh,
yeah,
spoilers for Love is Blind season 4.
Yes.
She was over at my house, and I was like, what are we going to put on for lunch? Obviously, Love is Blind. Sorry, girl. So I forced her into it. So she had to watch 2 episodes of it. So she does know, like, the premise of, mm-hmm. like towards the end. So we can definitely chat about
talk
how
about
chaotic.
It.
Sierra, I would like for you to start, because you watched it first.
Okay. So Love is Blind as a show, just brief summary. People date each other without seeing each other. They get engaged without seeing each other through these dates and these pods. And then they have to go through a wedding planning process and decide on their wedding day if they want to say that they do or they don't. Very dramatic. This season, they had a contestant get engaged. And then while she was engaged and supposed to be going wedding dress shopping, meet up with a guy that she had rejected in the pods to go with her now fiance. And go on a date while she was supposed to be getting her wedding dress for her wedding. She kissed him, and then she went back and left her fiance. And he asked for the ring back, and she said, no, I'm keeping it.
That actually blew my mind. I was like, the audacity, the balls on this woman.
On Jackie?
Girl.
Jackie. Yeah. And poor Marshall.
Oh,
he seems like
God.
Such a sweet guy.
He looks like a sad puppy.
I know.
Looks like a sad dog.
I know, poor thing. And especially like the way I just, honestly, I think it was the soundbite that she was like, I'm sorry. Like, I don't even feel bad. Like, that's just how it, and I was like, girl, like, and also you're giving face. Like,
and
she was being
tried,
just.
He, the whole time, the 3 episodes that I saw, he was very emotionally, like, mature and was, like,
yes.
Really trying to, like, talk to her and, like, really try to find some, like, common ground. And she was like, I'm tired. Like, at midnight, I just want to go to bed. Like, boo 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 boo. I'm like, what?
And a big part of what she was saying, I think, was just very, very grounded in, like, toxic.
Oh my God,
masculinity.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
She was saying that, like, he's not assertive or aggressive enough, and he basically was saying,
be a man.
Like, be a man. You're a little bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the worst part is that she was using the be more of a man in, like, the bedroom kind of thing, and he's like,
right.
What? Like, I'm literally. She's like, try, and then he flipped it over, and he was like, but what are also you doing for me? And when he brought that question up, I was like, actually, T, because it's always been about your feelings and what you're going through, and he's been supportive and like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Bitch, what are you giving? No offense.
No, respectfully.
I feel like she also used his, what you were saying, of his, like, emotional maturity as, like, a negative.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Her being like, what? Like, you're, like, so
you're
feminine
just, like,
and
so soft.
Emotional.
And, like,
yes.
You're emotional. And he's like, I'm not emotional.
Just processing the emotions.
I'm just, like,
regularly.
Talking about my emotions.
And we're engaged to each other.
And we've been together for 20 days. We gotta talk.
About
now.
Something.
I know, yeah. Well,
that was crazy dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
And as much drama as there was on the season of Love is Blind, I have to say, Tiffany and Brett give me hope for reality TV couples.
Tiffany and Brett.
I'm trying to think how to describe them to you.
Is that the black couple?
Yes, they're the black couple.
You're trying to think about how to describe to me.
Well, wasn't there 2?
No, there was 1 black couple.
Okay,
they were both black.
I thought there was 2.
I thought there was 2, too.
No, because it was that black guy with that one white girl with the blonde one.
Oh,
yeah, them.
Mommy.
With that one
Chelsea.
Yep. And then there was another black girl with
which
the white guy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is, and I have some quarrels with Kwame. I feel like that guy was a little too flippity flop
yeah.
for me. Like, one minute he was with, like, about to propose to someone, and the next day he's like, changes it. Like,
yeah.
He was just way too flippity
so
flop for me.
Tiffany and Brett.
Oh,
yes.
To me.
Beautiful.
Beautiful
also.
Couple.
Yeah. Stunning.
So in love. And the epitome of, I don't know who's luckier, right?
Oh, right,
like
right.
Watching both of them, learning about both of their stories, I was like, it would oscillate. I'd be like, oh my God, Brett is so lucky to have Tiffany. Like, Tiffany's
right.
amazing. And I'd be like, oh my God, Tiffany's so lucky to have Brett.
Right.
Yeah.
And what really sealed it for me was when they met each other's friends.
I was just about to say that.
When they met Brett's friends.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Brett's friends were the opposite of toxic masculinity.
Yep.
Yes.
But so encouraging,
mm-hmm.
so confident, so comfortable. I was like, this would be a huge green flag.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was even saying, I remember we watched that specifically that scene where they were having dinner with his friends. And then, like, I think the next scene was when Jackie didn't show up to her fitting. And Tiffany texted Brett and was like, hey, tell your boy that, like, his girl is not here. And, like, their conversation, the boys together. And, like, I was like, wow, this is so nice to see men, like, communicating
words. And the way that Brett pulled Marshall aside to tell him.
Yeah, and not like, ah, your girl didn't go to the... Yeah, it was very, like...
It was respectful. Hey, man, like,
and he was like, I'm sorry. Also, like... apologetic and like, I'm sorry that she didn't come, and they like had their little bro hug, and I was like, wow, this is so sweet.
Such and then gentlemen. Marshall came to their wedding.
I know that was so sweet. Oh yeah, that.
Oh yeah, look at them all.
Look at them all.
Jackie, a baddie, but man, why were you so just
and giving face
rude?
Too.
Yeah, I know. And then
like, even after the rude thing, she was just like. And I was like, girl, you don't have to be. You literally just dumped this guy. You don't got to be a bitch right now.
I know.
Like,
just say, like, what you got to say.
And he was like, okay. And then she's like, all right, well, she's like, all right, well, this one. He was like, see you around. And he's like, you won't.
Yeah.
I remember him being like, you won't. And she's like, okay. And I was like,
why?
Why being like this?
Ugh. Okay. So Jess pulled up a photo of the cast. I was posting about Love is Blind on my Instagram story. And the amount of DMs I got of people telling me that Paul looks like Steven. Was absurd. So I'm sure to tell you which one Paul is.
Yeah, no, he's under the green shirt girl.
Uh-huh. Do you see it?
Yeah.
The one that when she showed up, she's like, he looks like a cartoon character. And he was like, I didn't know if that was a nice compliment or not.
I was dead.
I can't believe she like was
he
saying.
He does look like Steven.
I don't see it that much. I see a little bit of it.
I guess I see obviously the hair and the facial hair.
I think it's the jaw. And that's it for me.
And he is like very nerdy in the show. So I can see, like, if you see him like just a nerdy white boy with a beard.
Right.
Like, it's Steven.
Right. 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 That guy.
But he does kind of look like Steven.
Under, I don't know what his name is, but that one under the yellow shirt.
Oh,
he looks
Zach.
Like a property brother.
He
literally looks like their triplet. Look at him right there.
Do you guys want to hear one of my favorite stories of all time that you just reminded me of when you said property brother?
Yes.
So Steven had a very sweet relative, very sweet, older woman. And she, my mother-in-law would go over there and spend time with her a couple times a week. And she would always talk about watching Steven on TV. And Steven's mom, of course, thought the vlogs, like, you know, you're watching like the Sierra and Steven. That's so sweet.
Right.
Then she's over one day and the property brothers come on. And she's like, look, there he is. There's Steven and Mikey.
No.
Because Steven has a brother. Steven's relative thought that the property brothers were Steven and Mikey.
No.
And she'd been watching the property brothers every day to, like, support them.
No.
So whenever the property brothers come up, I'm like, look, it's my husband.
Well, you got two of them on here now.
There we go.
Two husbands.
I got a property brother and I've got the nerdy white boy with the beard.
Yeah. Wow. I didn't know where you were going with that, but that's great.
That is so funny. And like, how did you be like,
did you guys say anything?
Yeah, did you?
So Steven's mom told me this. I wasn't there,
uh-huh.
But I don't know if she told her or if she just let her go on believing that Steven is a property brother.
I think we should keep it.
I was going to say.
Congrats on being on property brother,
yeah,
Steven.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, that's incredible.
Truly.
Crazy.
Isn't one of the property brothers married to, or not married to, with Zooey Deschanel?
I think they're married.
Oh, they're married?
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There's so much reality TV in like the home space. Like, I mean, HGTV is its own channel.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever get into that Property Brothers?
Yes. Extreme Home Makeover.
Love It or List It.
Oh, yeah. What's is that?
Extreme.
Chip and Joanne.
Oh,
what's that called? I don't know what it's called,
but
you know, it's that one. I don't know. I don't know what it's called, but Chip and Joanne.
Yep.
Yeah. Or
House Hunting.
That was House Hunting.
They're like Fixer Uppers, the Chick Fixer-upper.
The House Hunting was always like, the wife was like, my budget is $1 billion. The husband's like, oh boy, the
like,
budget
that's
is.
That's not the budget. The real budget is $2,500, please.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have a friend whose family was recruited to be on House Hunters.
Oh my God.
But here's the thing. They had already bought their house.
Oh.
And so what they do is they moved all of their stuff out. So the house that they had bought was empty. And then showed them two just listed properties along with their house. And they had to walk through and be like, I really love the fireplace on this one, but the other one has the proximity to the school district we like, you know? And they literally had already bought their house. So I don't know how many of the episodes are like that, but definitely for my friend.
Yeah. That's so funny.
I've been living there for like 6 months.
Oh, I'm dead. And they just had to move it all out.
Yeah. But then you know how they do it at the end, like the update of like, we've been living here for 6 months. And it's like their dog running in the yard and whatever. That was like the same weekend.
I'm screaming. They just moved all their shit back.
But that makes sense because imagine trying to find a couple that's trying to close in on a house, like to try to like schedule that and then have it be ready to shoot the thing. And like, what, you're going to wait 6 months to shoot the after? No way. You're shooting it next weekend.
Right.
Makes sense.
That does make sense. Yeah, yeah.
Does knowing that it's fake make the show not fun? Can you still, if you know that, can you still watch House Hunters and be like, I hope they choose the one with the whatever, whatever?
Yes, because you don't know. You still don't know. Right. Like, if I knew, I'd be like, well, why are we doing this? But I still don't know what where they live or what house they're going to choose. So it's like, I still get to watch the process of it, I guess. Also, while we're on like HGTV, Food Network, that's reality TV.
Oh yeah.
I get, because our competition shows, not reality TV?
Yeah, they're reality.
They're the same, right?
Yeah, okay. So like, people call Survivor reality TV. That's a competition. Oh,
that's what I thought. Reality TV.
Drag Race. Yeah. Okay, yeah, right. And that's a competition. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Food Network, me and my cousins, we would love to play Iron Chef America.
Oh, absolutely. Chopped?
Yeah, Iron Chef.
My mom would pick, like, the surprise ingredient. Like, it's lettuce. And then we're all trying to, like, make food with the surprise ingredient.
Oh, yeah. I loved playing Chopped. That was my favorite.
I like the one where they were, like, be like, all right, this is your time going to a grocery store, and you'd watch them, like, zoom around trying to get all the ingredients. I love that part.
Yes, 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 yes.
Speaking of grocery stores, extreme couponing, anyone?
Oh yeah. That was super cool to see. And like the savings. Like,
I had
why
a cousin
would I get
that was so into it. Like, so, like actually into
the couponing.
Yeah. Had books and books, binders, coupon. And then had
Is
like
it
a
coupon or coupon?
Coupon?
You just said
I say coupon.
I think both are fine.
Coupon?
I know, but
coupon?
I just want to know what you
I say.
You say coupon?
Now that you say it, coupon sounds weird, but I say coupon. Oh. Coupon.
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 You said coupon.
Yeah, coupon, like Q-tip.
Hmm.
Or like coupon,
but,
like Cooper.
But Q-tip has the letter Q.
For sure.
It's not coupon. No,
right. I was just trying for the phonetics of it all.
Coupon.
Coupon. Coupon.
Well, no, there's no
that's
U.
That's definitely
sorry.
Not.
I told you I can't.
I'm really into extreme couponing.
Couponing.
Let us know in the comments.
Yeah. So she would have like these big, huge books of like coupons. And I mean, just like stacked up. And I don't really understand that because don't coupons expire?
Yeah, right.
But she would get like a ton. Well, I'm about to answer my own question. She would get them all, get everything. And she would go to like the stores and get a surplus amount of things. So much shit. And the people there, just like in the show, would be like, ugh, and they gotta scan it and they're like, we don't know if we can do this many. And then she's also the type of like, I'll wait for you to like figure out what the figure it out.
Yeah.
And then like in her basement, it was like a store.
Wow.
But she would like give people stuff. Like she would be like, Do you need? I'm sure during the lockdown, I'm sure she was
set.
I'm sure everybody in the neighborhood was like, please, we'll give you some cash. Like, we'd need toilet paper or, like, literally anything.
She's like, I've been preparing my whole life for
this. She's like, I knew it. I wonder if she's a doomsdayer.
That there was Doomsday Preppers. Did you guys watch that show?
I didn't watch that, no.
Oh, my gosh. That was a good one. So they'd go to different people and be like, they'd explain what they think is going to happen in the apocalypse and how they've prepared. And then they'd, like, run through a simulation of it. They'd be like, and now we're going to do, like, that was, like, the end of that episode.
Yeah.
Like, Robert thinks that New York City is going to go up in flames in a giant solar flare, so he has his basement stocked with this. We're going to do a simulation. The flares have hit. And then he's like packing the backpack and like running through Central Park. And
it's kind of great. Yeah. It's kind of good.
Like, I've never heard of that, but that sounds pretty interesting and I should look into it.
You should.
I liked a lot of those History Channel reality shows.
Yeah.
American Pickers was like my
I don't
shit.
Know that one.
They would go and, you know, of course, just drive around and find random houses that had like an assortment of old things. And then they like go through and be like, this lunchbox that you've set aside from your grandkids is actually worth $30,000. And like then they'd like buy it off of them.
Oh, OK.
So it's supposed to be like history,
American Pickers.
Like through the things that they would find. But I love that show. Yep. There they are.
There they are.
The American Pickers.
When you said like this thing is worth $30,000. That reminded me of like Pawn Stars.
Yes. And I watched the hell out of that.
Like Pawn Stars. And what's that other one that was like that too?
Antique Roadshow.
Yes, that was
like the original. That was like before TV even.
I don't know why American Pickers took me there, but you remember Dog the Bounty Hunter? And he would just like tackle people.
Yes.
He's like, yo, war for your arrest. But it was like the funniest ways that he was like collecting people.
and how was that allowed? And like, are the people he's like catching, like, those are actors, right? Because these aren't like real criminals. What are we doing?
I want to know what goes into Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yeah.
Because he was always so serious with his little, his little hair.
Yes. Oh my God. Dog the Bounty Hunter. Dog Whisperer.
Oh.
Caesar Milan.
Wow.
The dog bed we have is a Caesar Milan dog bed.
Do they really like it?
Got it at Ross. It was $15.
Nice. I was like, he can really talk to dogs. Me as a kid, like.
As a kid, you're like, that's like Eliza Thornberry shit. Like,
yeah.
Like he's not just like picking up on their cues.
No, he hears communicating.
Them. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just crazy.
It's crazy. I know. And I love that because I would be like, okay, remember this. When I get a dog, yeah. I'm going to like.
Talk to it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's a little sidebar, but have you guys ever like looked at a dog and been like, just talk? Like, no, I won't tell anyone. I promise. Oh, like, you have
the time.
Okay. My whole childhood, every animal I saw, like staring deeply at a frog, being like, talk to me.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, not just me.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah.
Because I feel like I often, I don't mean to admit often, but
she's like, just like, yesterday.
Come on. I like see them and they're like, I can see that they want to say something, you know? I don't know.
No, I feel that. Sometimes I'll look at Piper and be like, just say something. Like, I'm not going to say
it. I swear
I'm not
going to
tell. I know you can. And you're looking at me like you know what I'm saying. So just say something.
Say it.
But then also like, she's like, hey. And I'm like.
Well, and then like, they're going to expose you.
I know.
She's been watching you. There's a really funny SNL skit about that. Have you guys seen it?
No.
They create a device to like hear the dog's thoughts. Mm. And then turns out the dog's thoughts are like super politically incorrect. And also like putting their owner on blast about like their life and their habits.
I love that's that. Yeah, that like, would be
Paloma,
the scary thing.
You need to get up out of bed. You freaking lazy ass.
Yeah. She always just lays here forever and she cries every day. It's so annoying. She cries in the shower for 3 hours. Get a life.
She's like, you got me for emotional support, but I need one now because you're stressing me out, girl.
Maybe we don't want to hear our pets.
Yeah,
talk.
Maybe not.
Maybe there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
Makes me think of that TikTok where the dog's like looking at the human and he's like, I work and I have no money.
Yeah.
My emotional support animal.
Yes.
Yeah. I work and I work, no money.
God.
Girl.
With current reality TV, what have you guys been into right now?
Huge fan of Drag Race. Been a big fan for a long time. Love it.
Yep.
And I'm starting my Real Housewives era.
Ooh. Back up again.
Yeah. Back up again, but I think fully. Because like I only did Real Housewives of Potomac, which I love. But I want to get into Real Housewives New York, Real Housewives Beverly Hills. Like I want to get into that space.
Love that.
I'm not there yet. But I love it so much. It's so good.
We watched Real Housewives of Potomac over quarantine. Like when we just moved in and we had nothing. And they were like, might as well start on
Might
the Housewives.
Might as well do something, yeah.
But let me tell you, the girls give it to you.
They give you the tea. I love the drama, yeah.
I know. And it's just a little messy though because it's just like kind of like your real life, well, quote unquote, real life kind of stuff. So
yeah.
Ryan, when you start watching that again, will you please check out Vanderpump Rules because it's blowing up right now.
Yes.
But it's adjacent. It's from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yes, because the wife is like one of the...
Lisa Vanderpump.
Lisa Vanderpump. Yeah.
It's her spinoff.
Yes.
My parents love Vanderpump Rules.
Really?
Yeah. Like the hell out of it. And I'm like, okay. So I think that's why I haven't watched it because I thought it was for them. Because
why are
my parents watching Vanderpump Rules?
So you're telling me your mom knows about Scandal?
Oh, yeah. She knows all of it. Well, she heard out I was going to go to Sur in LA and she's like, oh, you're going? That's the Vanderpump ladies place or something like that. And I was like, she was excited more than I was. So I think I need to go back and watch all these shows.
Yeah. What are you watching?
Right now, I'm on the Love is Blind train. I just finished that this week and I binged that shit. And then I am guilty enough that I realized that I didn't watch the second season because there's like four now, right?
Yes.
So there was one season that I missed. So I was like, went back and I was like, oh, yay, I didn't know that I missed this. So I'm currently watching a Love is Blind past episode. And I did, for the sake of this episode, I wanted to see what Love Island was like to compare and see. I didn't like Love Island as much because, and I don't want to say it was bad because I feel like a lot of this TV is like bad TV, but it was just very like, I didn't believe them, like, even being in love. And at least Love is Blind, like, they're at least delusionally in love. Like, they believe that they actually, you know, like,
right.
I'm like, that's crazy. Like, how could you propose after 7 days and believe that all this stuff? That's crazy. But here I am. But the other one, Love Island, I just felt like it was just too... It was like a game. Like, they were really treating it like the game. It felt too reality TV show for me personally. Mm. So that's Love Island. No, I don't think so.
That's how I felt about a couple months ago. I watched the show Perfect Match, which was a Netflix dating show where the cast was from other Netflix dating shows.
Oh, yeah.
So it was kind of like a Bachelor in Paradise thing. Yeah. So they had Love is Blind people. They had Too Hot to Handle people. They had a couple other ones.
I like Too Hot to Handle.
Too Hot to Handle is good. That's a good
one. We did watch Too Hot to Handle.
But again, it was too much of the game thing.
Yeah. Mm.
And also, it just, none of it felt genuine.
Yeah. Like they brought up the facts, like saying like, oh, well, if we don't pair up right now, then we're going to have to figure out. Like, they were talking about like getting kicked off the show. And I'm like, I don't want to hear about how
the strategy.
Yeah. Don't tell me, like, because I'm like, oh, well, then I'll be left to pair up with no one. And I'm like, okay, well, then you're just picking a guy. I don't actually think you're here to find love.
Yes.
Right.
I don't know.
And the problem with Perfect Match, too, that some of the cast has talked about is that was very much the vibe. But then when you matched with someone, you had to share a bed. And they were like, okay, so this is a game show where there's a prize at the end. The prize isn't just like, you're in love. Mm-hmm. There is a cash prize.
Right.
So there's an incentive to just pair up with someone even if you don't like them.
Right.
But then we're forced to share a bed. And apparently the cast was not told that going in.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Which is a big issue.
I did notice that, especially on this Love is Blind. And they're hopping into bed like the day after. I'm like, that's kind of like, and I noticed that wasn't like as comfortable when that blonde girl got paired up with that originally. What was the guy that reminds you, the team of Steven? What's his name?
Micah and Paul.
Okay, so you know how they first got paired up and she was like, they were all like on each side of the bed. Like, you could tell that they were really uncomfortable and the reunion, they were like, I knew that after the first second, I did not want to sleep next to him in that bed, and they like had to and stuff like that.
Oh, no, that was Zach and Irina. And they hated each other.
Irina. She was like,
Irina.
Yeah, that was the girl before we got to, But, that's unfortunate, having to share a bed. Like, you're like, I'm just meeting this person right now. I know there's a bunch of cameras, but like, this is chaotic.
What are you watching?
Survivor, of course.
Oh, of course.
Survivor's my favorite show.
Is there still new ones?
Yes. There's a season airing right now. The finale's in 2 weeks as we're filming this, but it'll be long up by the time that this episode goes up. So I'm like, I won't talk too much about this current season, but I will say I really want to see Carolyn win.
Mm.
Okay. Carolyn is like just the best. So I'll just leave it at that.
Go, Carolyn.
She just seems awesome. We're rooting for you, Carolyn.
And Survivor, I think, is a show that has, and it had to adapt so much over time because it was one of the OG reality shows.
Yeah.
It premiered in, I think, the year 2000.
Wow.
I remember seeing that as a small child.
Yeah.
Small.
Small.
Like, I couldn't stay up to see who got to stay on the island because I was so young. Like, my mom was like, you have to go. And I'm like, I just want to see who gets through. And then she's like, okay, now you can go.
Right.
And in those early seasons, especially the first season, it was so focused on, like, the survival element of, like, the novelty of, like, people are on an island building a new society. To the point that people were talking about in the first season if it was ethical to have an alliance. Like, is this against the rules? Mm-hmm. Like, if we're just saying we're not going to vote for each other, like, maybe that's not ethical. Mm-hmm. To now, the whole game of Survivor, one even hardly talks about the survival element. It is the strategy, the alliances. But early on, it was like, is this allowed? Is this safe?
Yeah.
Wow. I also think when you brought up the year 2000, I was also thinking of, like, Fear Factor. Like, those early shows like that. I love Fear Factor.
And that's where Joe Rogan should have kept going. That's what Joe Rogan should have been doing.
Forever.
Keep going doing that. Stay there.
Actually,
no offense, not the podcast, but.
No, but yeah, it's tea. I just remember the bugs. All of the bug stuff every time. They would, like, have to sit in a bed of what are those really scary ones? What are those scary scorpions?
I remember the scorpion one. And I also specifically remember, this one is so gross, so if you're eating, please close your ears. They had to bite into cow eyeballs and squish out all of it into, like, this tub to see who could get it up. And I still remember that because I'm so traumatized, as you can see.
I never watched Fear Factor. Saying that
glad I didn't.
Yeah. So gross. Oh, or God. They would be like, they'd have to like walk.
That was always like the last
tightrope. Like really scary, somewhere. Scary stuff. Mm-hmm. Oh my
God. Oh, speaking of jumping on like courses, Wipeout.
Wipeout.
Oh, yeah.
Love Wipeout.
I loved watching that with my family. That was yes. Especially the big balls when yeah. they smack on us.
Yeah, dude. I would always be like, we should do this. We should like find a Wipeout situation and like do this. And then we did. That wasn't Wipeout, but we went to the obstacle course. And that's what I was thinking the whole time. I was like, this is like Wipeout.
And a viewer DM'd me because I captioned it Wipeout and was like, oh my God, I'm the casting director of Wipeout. And this made me LOL. So somewhere out there, one of our viewers is a casting director of Wipeout.
Well, cast us.
I was like, the three of us. Well,
not me. I'll pass. I'll watch though.
Wait. You want to do Wipeout?
No, I'm going to wipe out in the first 5 seconds.
Sierra. But all my money was on you. I was like, you're the one that's going to get through.
My money's on pee. Did you see pee on that obstacle
course?
That's
T. That's T. You did. You threw your body.
She could do it.
Thank you so
much. I want to see this. I want to see this battle. Because I was really impressed with the way, the running strategy.
Oh, well, thank
like
you.
I was watching the video back, actually, and the way you were like on, what are those things called that you were like, bow, bow, bow. And I was like, and I was just trying, I don't know what I was doing.
It was giving sport, technically. Yes. Because, no. Yes. That's what, here, a person non-sporty could not have, like, and it was yes. giving like the years of soccer, like going like, something like that.
It was definitely giving sport.
My years practicing on the agility ladder just really,
yes.
really
listen,
hit.
She was giving like balls to the wall, but you were giving like sport
with technical.
Yes, I was giving floppy fish.
So maybe we all do need to be on Wipeout.
I think that would be some good TV.
Or maybe we start small and do one of those like courses that like you just have to get through together. Like you guys went on one at Clamor. Right, where you
like a
you climb through or you like swing through, like it's like an
yes.
obstacle course. Like
just like an obstacle course.
That's Wipeout's big platform. Maybe we one day go check out one of those courses.
Yeah.
To test it out.
Test it just to
or
try.
Just hit up our way up. Yeah,
or hit up a Mickey D's and try to go through the jungle.
The playpen. Yeah, totally. God, I totally remember those. They were so gross.
They were so gross.
The balls were always so sticky.
I never wanted to go in the ball pit, but I always wanted to go down the slides.
Mm-hmm.
Like I wanted to climb all the way up. You know when you'd have to like, it would be like a zigzag. You like climb up one.
Oh yeah.
Climb up the other. I'd wanted to go all the way up, go down the slide, just do that again.
Over and over yeah. and over. Yeah. I while we were back onto reality TV, while we were talking about Love is Blind and Love Island, I was thinking about another one that I watched and I've only seen one season of. And it's called Are You the One?
I love Are You the One.
Okay. The first and only season of Are You the One I saw, which I think is an MTV show, it was a completely queer cast.
That is the best season.
I was, first of all, shook. I was like, wow, like, okay, we're out here. We're doing the thing. Finally, let's get it together. But like everybody could just date everybody there. So there was no like, oh, like they really have a connection. They'll probably get together because they could have a connection, literally talk to somebody else and make it. Like, there was no.
It's giving free game all over across the board.
And the drama, because of that.
Right.
The drama was, so good. Oh, my God. It was so good. I want that. Like, maybe I would enjoy Love is Blind more. I think it's just, like, boring. Past the, like, oh, we're in love. No, we're not in love. We're fighting. Like, past that, I'm like. Okay, it's you're either going to get married or you're not. It's like very predictable, but like with this stuff, woo!
And I feel like Love is Blind especially would be so good for an LGBTQ+ cast because you're not seeing each other.
Right.
You're truly connected to the person.
Right.
So there's just so much to explore there that I think would be fascinating. And I'm honestly surprised they haven't done it yet. I'm surprised there's not many LGBTQ+ dating shows in general.
Agree. And I think, I don't know which show this is, and I will not be able to quote it, but there is a new season of a Love is Blind or a Love Island situation where there is a lesbian couple, but like one.
Yeah, they did that on Perfect Match. There was one couple where both women were bisexual, so it was like they might date each other, they might date
and they were
men
like
in the house.
Very femme, which is obviously fine, but like really like the most palatable queer situation without like ruffling too many feathers.
And to the point that it's clear it's not for gay audiences.
Yeah, no, it's
like
just,
how do we make this the most palatable for straight people.
Yeah, and like that way, and then nobody can be mad that we're not being inclusive. Yeah. But Are You the One? It was inclusive of like everybody also. Like there was like all the colors of everybody, the queerness of it all. Like it was just so, so good. Super messy, super messy. A lot of toxicity.
Right.
But it was great. I loved every second of it.
And that was a couple years ago. I'm surprised they haven't done another season like that because it was so successful.
It was so good. I wish they would put it somewhere that we could like stream it like on Hulu or something because like you need to see it.
Yeah. It sounds like a great
show. It's so good.
That's all it's missing. I just need a little bit of
I need a little song.
I want to see the queer couples like really try to find love in that blind space. Like Chira said, like that is the perfect, because that truly would be Love is Blind. And I want that.
And I also think that like one thing that obviously like Are You the One doesn't have is like that family aspect of it, or like learning about their lives outside of the situation Love is Blind probably could have really great conversations with people's parents and families and friends and all, and like their come up and all of that stuff, which I think is really obviously an important conversation past the like, ooh, this is like fun gay shit. Also, we're talking about some really deep, like real shit, you know?
Right.
Yeah. One of the first first dating reality show I watched was A Shot at Love with Tila Tequila.
Oh, yeah.
Where the premise of that, which it was very like sexualized. Ooh, she's bisexual. Right. Whoa, crazy.
Kissing girls.
Yeah. But it was that she, you know, it was a dating show where bachelor style people come into the house and they date her, but it was half men and half women. I didn't know that you could be bisexual until I saw that show.
Iconic.
See, I knew that being gay was a thing because obviously growing up in theater, so many gay people knew that 100%. But then I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hold on.
She doesn't have to choose.
Right.
You can be both.
Right.
What? Like, and that, even in how flawed that representation is.
Right.
That was the only representation I saw of bisexual people.
Yeah.
Right. Wow.
Tequila.
I know, Sheila, that was
problematic.
But
representation. We learned something.
I learned something. But it does show how important, even in like goofy, silly, over the top reality show, any type of representation is. Because for a show like Are You the One, I'm sure there were kids who were watching that show and that was the first time they were seeing relationships like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We want some more representation in the, what is this
in
called?
Reality TV space.
TV show space.
Yeah.
At least for coupling
sure.
and stuff.
Yeah, like, for like the love shows.
Yeah.
And like, don't they want the most drama?
I know.
And if you have people who are open to dating people of all gender identities and expressions.
Can you imagine?
That's double that's the what pool I'm saying. To date.
That's literally. That is literally why that season was insane. Like there was no, and once you thought you knew. You didn't know.
Right. No.
I want to rewatch it. I haven't rewatched it.
I'm going to find it. We're going to find it.
Okay, so my homework for reality TV show is Are You the One?
Are You the One?
On Hulu?
No, we don't know where it is.
We don't know. Okay, Are You the One?
We got to find it.
We need to find it.
Okay. Yes. Are You the One? I got to find that one.
Are You the One?
I think it's on Paramount Plus currently at the time of this episode being filmed.
Oh,
okay. Paramount Plus, okay. We got that one.
I hate how the streaming services are always changing what's on and what's not. I'm like, okay, this is on this.
And they put it on and put it back off and then they move it.
Or they only have like 3 seasons on this platform and like 4 seasons on the other.
Yeah, someone reached out to me and was like, where did you find all of the like
Dance Moms?
Because it was partly on Disney, partly on Hulu. And I'm like, where are we? And then like some extended ones on Peacock. And you're like, where are we
going? I know.
What's going on?
Well, if you didn't say you wanted to watch this, but I'm going to give a suggestion anyways. If you want to watch Survivor, because it's really the best show ever. Seasons to start with. This is for you and also for you. Kagayan, Heroes versus Villains, David versus Goliath. I believe those are 3 of the best seasons and also good seasons to start with.
Okay.
Like you don't have to. Heroes versus Villains is a returnees season. But you don't really need to know that to enjoy the season. It just is the best season.
I love that.
Just quickly.
Yes.
Is Big Brother a part of this?
Big Brother.
What's Big Brother? I've never seen it.
Is Survivor without being on an island. It's the same strategy. So it's similar voting process and stuff. I don't really watch Big Brother, but there's a big overlap in the two fandoms, I guess.
Okay.
But instead of being isolated on an island, they're isolated in a house.
Gotcha.
So they can't contact the outside world. They can't, you know, like, they don't have phones, they don't have TV, but they're in this house together.
Oh my gosh, didn't they do that with a bunch of like TikTokers over this pandemic? Like they had like a hype house type thing?
Yeah.
Like, is that what it's called? Or some
hype house was something else.
Okay, well, but maybe I thought that was that TV show where they had everyone.
I mean, they do that with celebrities. So like there's like Celebrity Big Brother. They've done that.
Yeah.
I always thought that Big Brother was a spinoff of Survivor, like this whole time in my head, because I hadn't seen either.
They're both CBS.
Yeah. Mm.
But I don't think so.
Is Big Brother produced by Mark Burnett, if you look that up, because Mark Burnett's the Survivor executive.
The executive producers for Big Brother are Paul Romare, Douglas Ross, Arnold Shapiro, Allison Grodner, and Rich Meehan.
Nope.
I don't know.
All right.
Well, they came out the same year because Jeff Probst has been hosting Survivor since 2000, so 23 years.
He's still a host?
Yeah.
Period. And I love that. I love that for you. I love that for you, Sierra. I'm glad.
Yeah, me too. Go,
there's
girl.
No one on this earth that I would rather meet than Jeff Probst.
Wow.
I'm manifesting really. That for you.
Like, you will.
I think with most celebrities that I look up to, I wouldn't even really want to meet them. Like, of course, if I had the opportunity to meet Taylor Swift, I would. But that's not something where I'm like, I have to meet Taylor Swift.
Because,
like, she is Jess just pulled up a picture of him. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Taylor Swift is, like, such a celebrity that, like, I don't even know what I would talk to her about.
Right.
You know? Like, I could tell her how much her music means to me, but, like, I don't know what we're going to have a conversation about.
Yeah.
Right.
The things that Jeff and I could talk about.
What are you starting with?
Yeah. Oh, all of my ideas, of course.
God.
I do love that. Hey,
and
Jeff.
All of my questions. Yeah, yeah. All of my questions about the, like, Survivor behind the scenes.
Uh-huh.
Which, for the first time, Jeff started doing a podcast this season where he talks about the behind the scenes
stuff. Oh, that, you're going to eat that up. Ooh.
More Jeff.
More Jeff.
She's out here like,
literally.
Yeah. He's just the best. And he's such a good host. Everyone who's been on the show talks about, like, no, that's not like edited. It's not like he's like being fed lines. Like, he really is that good.
Wow.
And he's so, like, socially aware. Like, Survivor's been on the air for a long time and there have been very problematic things on the show, but they have continued to adapt and evolve. And I do think a big driving force of that seems to be Jeff Probst.
Wow.
Like, he seems personally very invested in, like, making Survivor inclusive, making Survivor, like, his whole thing is he loves that Survivor is, like, microcosm of the real world where, like, people from different backgrounds are coming together. And I think because of that, he clearly acknowledges how important it is to have conversations about things like identity, sexuality, race, family acceptance, like even just generational divides. Like, he so clearly wants that to be a part of the show because it's a part of society.
Right.
And it's led to, I think, some really amazing moments on Survivor for representation, for diversity, and even just for kind of reaching out to a lot of people in middle America who maybe aren't seeing people like that in their real life.
Right. I love that. Jeff Probst. No.
Doing
the Lord's work, I mean.
Literally.
And keeping that going for so long, like, obviously it's doing something.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it's been around forever, so obviously it's, like, doing the thing.
I love that. If it's great, keep it coming.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Season 44.
That's crazy.
Like, this episode's 44.
Yeah.
Oh.
There we go.
And with that.
Lucky number 44. No, that was good.
This episode is, in fact, dedicated to Jeff Probst. So if you're Jeff Probst.
And Snooki.
Jeff Probst and Snooki.
We'd love to see
it. The meatballs. Please let us know your favorite reality shows in the comments below. Thank you guys so much for watching. We'll see you next week.
Bye. Bye.